Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Guys, we need to. So we've got these foot masks on, innit?
Oh God.
We got them from Superdrug. Superdrug sponsored me because I'm shouting you out. They feel like Adam. Yes.
Someone came in a condom and your foot is
and
just
you're
chilling
putting there. The foot inside the
imagine a wedding boot filled to the brim of cum.
That's what it feels like.
Oh my God.
Oh, and yes, guys, yes, that's another voice you hear, obviously. So guys, today, back at it again. My guy's back. He missed us.
We are doing a drink and smoke.
A drink and smoke episode. And you know,
not involved.
Who's better to join us on this drink and smoke thing than, you know, Mr. We Are Fitness, you know?
Why? Can we not injure ourselves?
I'm fucking better. How you doing? Glad to be back.
Introduce yourself.
Well,
they remember correctly first and foremost, but thanks for having me again, guys.
Yes. Jonathan here. Anytime.
Okay.
Welcome.
Is Jonathan here?
This is like a 2-year-old.
Hello,
it's Jonathan here. My mom's not available.
I got violated. So, you know, I was scrolling through Instagram, as you do on a normal day. And then I came across this meme, innit? And it was like, giving your girl the world has nothing to do with money. So then the question popped into my head, do you need to have money in order to give your girl the world?
It depends on what age.
Mm.
You ain't gonna come to me with love at this age. I'm so sorry.
Like I said,
that's
she
not
was
enough
sex
for me. That's not enough.
Absolutely. Love and penis is not a love. It's not a love. Oh. Guys, the sponsors of this episode are a bit crazy. So
no, that's just you.
I just feel like at this age, love is not enough, even though, yeah, sometimes you want love, and don't look at me like that.
No, because
I feel like, when love is needed, 100%,
100%.
But you can't do a lot with love, you see? It can only stay in your heart.
What else does there need to be, potentially? That's my question for you.
I would like to travel. I would like to go on dates. I would like to, you know, be treated.
But then the thing is, it can be like what type of money. It doesn't really say like he has to have bank like that. Do you get what I mean?
No, he don't need to. But if he comes and he has it, that's fine.
Yeah. So it's like the thing was, it didn't say whether he has to be a millionaire or a trillionaire. It just said that, you know, can you spoil your girl without money?
Of course.
You can have flipping £5 and still spoil your girl. Depending on... £5 can do a lot. £5
yeah, but
in flipping...
Hold on.
Huh?
Are they referring to what? Little money or no money at all?
They just said money. They didn't say little money, big money. So that's why I'm breaking it down myself, innit? I'm saying you can still treat your girl with £5. Dixie's is like £1 something.
McDonald's.
Yeah, Dixie's is £1 something. Corner shop, you get little sweet there, little drink there. You take her to the park, throw out a blanket, a picnic. That's it.
I'm just gonna
say it depends on the girl's love language.
Exactly.
It depends on my... If I like gifts and you don't have the money,
maybe that's why I'm
supposed to.
you can't just come to me with love in your heart.
No.
Because someone can love me and still just...
love me from a distance. We can't even move in together because you're broke as ain't got money. What world are you giving me?
Ooh.
Your mom's room.
Ooh.
Where do we go from here?
Preach it, friend!
Like, where do we go from here? All that is cute when you're young, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Because
you can take those walking apart.
You know, you can ask your mum for £20 to take her to the cinema, but you can't actually take her to, like, you see,
you
back
can't
in the
take
day,
me to
yeah.
Hakkasan, you yeah, can't take me dirty martini.
Like a fine joint.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Back in the day, yeah, it was all right to, like, you know, be taken to Nando's. But now I go Nando's just for lunch.
No.
You can't expect our first date to be Nando's or cinema. That's a punch in the face.
I'm sorry, you want your first date to be to where is that? What, Hakkasan?
No, but you can't take me to the cinema.
Nando's is fine.
We are not.
Promise you, Nando's is fine.
Nando's is fine, but you're going to spend £20 on me.
Okay. This is our first date. Can you at least be patient?
No! No,
she's like,
you know
me
what?
Time.
Guys love to chat the chat.
Wait. Where did you take me for our first date?
Yeah, where did you
I'm
take my
done.
Friend for your first date? First and you all. Better speak.
He's trying to.
Look at me right now. Really, yeah. All right, cool. One of our first dates was sitting in the park
Not
on
one.
A hill. Literally, our first date was like sitting in the park on a hill.
That wasn't a date.
No,
that was a date.
No. Okay, cool. If that's not the case,
okay,
then, the second one, then the second one was Spider-Man. We'll start
wait,
the
hang on.
The
okay, hang on. No.
Yeah, but your relationship is different. Okay, disclaimer. These two were friends before going out. So, it's not the same. If I'm meeting a guy for the first time and you big yourself up, and we're not even friends from before. Sure. I'm not going to accommodate your circumstance. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
it's not going to happen.
But then the thing is, yeah, the park, when we went to the park, we were just, I just saw it as friends.
Yes, fair, okay,
I
cool.
want to, okay, cool. Where did you take me after you asked me out?
Where is the fucking cinema for Spider-Man?
No, that wasn't. But we were still just talking.
Oh, all
right. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. See, Naomi, help him out.
No, it was actually Nando's. It was Nando's.
So what's happening now? So
I never said nothing about Nando's.
Okay.
I like me my halloumi sticks.
You know
take me
saying?
Nando's any day, fam.
All right, I don't think you can be so high maintenance for the first date. All right. If it gets down the line, yeah, you can go on a few dates every once in a while.
Can I point this out?
Let me land. Nando's becoming a regular occurrence. Yeah? Fair. But even still, Nando's as a regular occurrence isn't a bad thing. Go on.
I don't mind if you come to me. You know what? One thing I hate about certain guys, yeah?
Mm.
They don't know how to come on a humble level. They do the talking, but when it's like, okay, cool. He's put himself on a certain standard.
Okay.
So you're carrying him on that standard.
Mm.
So now, if I'm looking at you like, you know, in the future, he might able to be owning London Bridge and you only own Tesco down the road. It's not great.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with Tesco, man? It makes money.
No, I'm not saying, but if you put
but it's not the money that
on
she
a,
thought she was going to see.
On a bad up level. Yeah.
It's like if my man's promising you flipping. They'll cook for you some shit.
Like
and
a Birkin or
and
something.
And you know what I'm saying? No, you're going to cook for she's going to cook for you. And you come around and give you like a ham sandwich. You're going to wire that. By that, I understand.
But I'm not even going to lie. I would rather... Your time is the most expensive thing you can give me. So you going in that kitchen and making something is better than you taking me Hakkasan anyway.
Mm.
But yeah, no, you need money for a relationship. I can't lie. You want to do stuff.
As adults, you definitely do. Even to go to central London. But you need money to top up that oyster. Unless you're trying to walk.
You know when you're kids, you can do the whole, you know, your oyster is free, innit?
Yes.
So you catch the 25 from Ilford and go all the way to central.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. At this age... Who the rascal out of mind to sit on a bus for 1 hour and however
with,
minutes?
With makeup on, heels on, looking beats. And then you find that you're only going Nando's. Fuck off, mate. Get the fuck out of here, fucking.
Wait, why aren't you finding out where you're going before you even leave?
Valid point.
Some guys are like, babes, get dressed. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to take you somewhere nice. So then I'm expecting to be taken somewhere nice because my guy said dress
but
up.
But that's your fault because you have that expectation. Why are you never telling told me to you it was going to be something like that?
Bro.
Dress up could be just put on some, literally just dress up, put on something that, you know, you can step out.
Nah, nah, nah.
You need to know that.
Yeah.
You can't know, get, be like, what the fuck? It's
yeah.
You know, like heels and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just meant to say come in something like a tracky or something comfy.
I was saying, like, my guy told me to get ready. You came to my house, helped me get ready. I'm there like, you know what? Like, okay, cool. Like, I've been speaking to this person. Yeah, you know, I'm really excited, blah, blah, blah. It got to a point where I'm like, I told my mom already I'm going out. Oh, she's there thinking, why is this girl still in the house?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's them ones that I had to take myself and I just started walking outside.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what, man? Just go buy alcohol and go back in there. So as I'm going to buy alcohol, all of a sudden he calls me. He's like, oh, my phone died. Had to stop at a friend's house to charge.
Mm.
I'm just there like, this is really not meant to be.
Mm.
But you know what?
You were like, I still have hope.
I still have hope.
Mm.
I know, again, these are the reasons why girls need guys that if you say you have the money, you need to have chat with the money and the chat needs to follow the money. Mm-hmm. If the chat don't follow the money,
it's not going to work.
Okay,
it's not going to work. Okay. That's why I come from where I come from when I say you need to have the money to facilitate a relationship.
But pause. But what if he's not giving us what if he's not giving that such high expectation? What if he's like really humble?
I'm going with it.
Yeah.
And you know how to move.
Yeah.
You don't have that, he's gonna give me this, that, and the first.
No, but this is the complete opposite. Don't
like that. Listen, if a girl comes and says, I got the whap, and then she's just like old Becky down the road, flat as a paper, wide as the ocean. And you're there like,
oh.
She said she had the what? What the fuck did I just fall into?
And she's like, she got the body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
But she don't.
She don't. She says, so
you're just yaddy, there like, yaddy. You're just there like, you're shocked.
No, but no, you don't answer my question though. But see, listen, you're all right. But what if he's not giving that such high expectation?
That's what we said. No, we answered it. We said if he's not giving that high expectation, then we know that we're not going to receive the high expectation.
No.
So we come and now humble ourselves so we match his level.
Like, let's say
we that, answered that
if he's,
already.
If he's giving good dick as well, like, what are you really having chat at all?
No.
I'm glad someone said it. I'm so glad you said it.
My girl said it in the smoothest way. She said, no.
That
would
shut me up.
You have to be humble.
You can't have everything in this world all of a sudden.
No, that's mad.
I'm still paying for
it. You know what, yeah? When I deep it, yeah? All my dates have been flipping fucking Nando's.
Oh, sorry.
That's actually sad.
All your first dates.
All my first dates have been Nando's. Is that what
actually?
Is that what
same.
Is that what I attract? Nando's.
You act 20 pounds.
We act 20 pounds.
Yeah.
We attract 20 pounds.
Yes.
Oh lordy lord.
Tam, where?
No.
Where have your first dates been?
I've only been in two relationships, mind you. So, first date, I don't know where it was, to be honest. I don't think I had a real first date, the first relationship. But as for the second ones, we just went out to eat to a Mexican restaurant.
He thinks outside the box.
Smart.
But it's still Nando's.
He's not in the same group
it's
chat.
Still Nando's.
It was more than 20, so please.
Okay.
Mate, 20, is 20 pounds.
Maybe it's all the man can afford at the time.
No, that's rude. That's flipping rude. Because
guys, don't break your bank for girls like Naomi, please.
No. No, because deep it, yeah. Any time that I was like first date, it was always on the day that they got paid, yeah.
Oh, bro. So
it's the day that you got paid, but you still fucking take me Nando's.
I'm going to the lawyers. We're getting a divorce, nigga. Fuck off. We're getting a divorce and we're doing it again. Do it right this time.
Just because you got paid doesn't mean he has money available.
I'm going back to my mum's.
Sometimes the money I have plans will drop to your car.
I'm gonna tell my mum.
Your mum loves me.
I'm a child. She said I'm gonna snitch.
Sometimes the money has plans before it drops on the man's account. So you know, he has to squeeze.
Okay, you look, know what? If you know that on that week your bills come out.
Stop it.
Next week.
No, stop it.
Yeah, but next week you have to plan for the bills that are gonna come the week after.
You know what I'm saying?
No, bills come out once a month. Yeah.
How do you know? The man could be spread thin.
You know what I'm saying? Who's you don't know his situation, and he's coming to you saying, "Hey, I want to take you on a date," and you're worrying about all that stuff. Like, come on, baby. So this is literally 30 seconds in.
Naomi, are you listening?
It's 30 seconds in, and you're talking about all financial and all that stuff.
Okay,
just,
cool.
We're literally just be happy that I'm here with you. Like, what? All
right, that's not bad, yeah.
I'm confused.
That's not bad. You know what? It's not bad, yeah. When the guy doesn't talk about taking you out. Okay. Maybe you speak about taking me out and telling me you want us to go here, go there. I let you talk. Guys.
Lord.
I let you talk. I let you finish.
Mesa, your point is not valid.
I let you finish.
Sam, she's a penis.
I let you finish. Okay. I was a ghost while you were talking. I prefer you do the same.
It's cool, go on, do it.
What was I even saying?
Oh, see, that's the thing. Like,
no,
that's
you get just if the girl talks about taking you out.
No, yeah. It depends what type of girl you go for. Like, I know in my friendship group, if we are saying we're taking you out, we are taking you out. We will take you out.
No expenses expense.
No.
Wait, what?
No expenses are spared. Hey, this sponsorship is not working.
If I'm taking my man out, I'm even paying for his oyster.
Like, you know what, yeah? You know what? No. You know what, yeah? You know what, yeah? Fuck you. Because our first day, I took you to fucking France, yeah? You gave me Nando's!
Oh, she's burning. She's actually burning. Sorry, babe. I'm so sorry.
For the listeners, she took me to Paris for my birthday. But then I also booked Morocco, but I got cancelled. It happens though, innit?
No.
Not only Morocco, but I also booked it. Not only Morocco, but also Italy. So then, let's not come with me, please.
What did I get?
No, but...
Girls don't appreciate it.
Corona.
She said, but did I go,
though? She saw the confirmation and everything, but she didn't care.
And I was like, but, you know what, stay at home.
That's fine. I'm going to Greece anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to buy it myself. Like,
go by yourself. I don't care. Maria, let's go to Dubai. Tam, let's go to Dubai.
Dubai for New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't have Dubai money. Relax.
Don't worry, okay, Tam. I will take you.
Can you now come and now discuss someone's finances?
Huh?
Even go on the first date.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you for that.
Nuh-uh.
Where are we 30 seconds in? I was talking about how much we
nuh-uh.
make. Let's relax.
Uh-uh.
Ask me how my day was.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, ask me how my day was.
Wait. Hold up. Back up. Listen. If you're going on a first date, yeah, you can do the whole, you know,
so how was your day?
Yeah.
How was your day does not last 2 hours. I beg. Please. How are you feeling? What am I even going to ask if his stomach is all right as well?
Bro,
like that.
I'm not going to be knowing about my financial situation like that on the first day. Come on, be realistic.
I might not be ask realistic. Directly, be but realistic. You will unfold.
Oh, wow.
No, come on.
Sweetheart, so what do you do?
Yeah, we're like, cool, I'll do X, Y, Z, yeah.
Oh, then they earn, like, you know, this. No, we actually, so you do.
No, I'm sorry, what?
I wouldn't even be like, I'd be like, oh, you make bank. That's what I'll be
saying. You got money.
I'm like, you got schmucks. I'm like, can I get dessert for
you? I can be dessert, but you can't get that.
No. I don't think you should make that decision just on nah. If you've really agreed to go on a date with him, so you kind of fucked him a little bit already, you know what I'm saying? So if now you come and say, he's kind of broke, no, I'm not feeling this, that's shallow.
Nuh-uh.
But then again, the question says, can you give your girl the world without money? What if the day is just the start of?
Yeah.
And he needs to now make sure he regulates the money so he can give you the rest of the world instead of it doing it all in one night.
Yeah.
Are you still going to call him broke or say that he doesn't meet the standards in terms of the world that he wants to give or the world that you pictured? Like, where's your mind after that?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you guys are tapped right now.
You so annoying. These two are literally out here, yeah, just being stupid. You know what, yeah? I know Rhea said, like, love doesn't what did you say?
Love does not, I don't know. love doesn't pay the bills, first of all. True.
Yeah.
You need to have a little more than love to keep a relationship rolling, and money's one of the factors. Money's one of the factors. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what anyone says.
But it is the first thing you flip in this, make decisions on.
True. Because I don't. I've been out with the brokest of broke, fam.
You're not understanding.
Okay,
listen.
Watch your repeat yourself again. Go on.
No. Listen, wow. I've been speaking to my man for like, let's say 6 months, and I'm like, you know what, yeah, at this age that I'm at, I'm not dating just to date, I'm dating to be with a man. Don't breathe. I'm dating to be with a man that, you know, is going to meet my parents, and then, okay, maybe down the line, I see this guy in my future. If my guy does not come correct, by me saying correct, don't talk, by me saying if he does come correct, yeah, I mean, if he's not motivated, if he's not, okay, cool, love is great, and but at the same time, if he doesn't come with motivation or showing that, you know, I'm going to come out of my situation or I have a plan to come out of my situation, don't come to me.
Alright, I understand that, but I just want to mention one very important
thing. Respect it as well.
All right, I understand what you're saying. But we jumped from talking about first dates to 6 months down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people's first dates are not straight away.
True. My eyes.
Fair point.
Some people's first dates are not like, you know,
straight away. It could be like 2 months in, 3 months. Exactly. And then they're like, oh, sugar, we never had a first date.
Some people wait to be comfortable with the person first. And then they'll be like, oh, when they meet up, yeah, like we have more to talk about.
Yeah.
But then obviously you can't tell me that I can't ask your financial status. You can't.
You have genuinely no right to ask how about any of that at all. Just yet, I barely know who you are.
You have to be confident.
No, you know what? Okay, hang on. Shh, Jonathan.
Come on.
Okay, let's say you guys have been talking on the phone 6 months straight. You kind of know each other. You know where they work. I know where you work. We both know each other. And then we're like, okay, cool. We've been speaking for some time now, FaceTiming. I want to see you face to face. I want skin to skin action type of thing right there. So you meet up. And you pay a little footsies, and so you're like, oh, babes, you ask. But then it's a bit weird if it's a bit
if
weird.
If you're going to enter the China, I need to know how much you make.
Hang on. But it's a bit weird if it's just, this is the first time me and you are meeting at this situation. I don't even know your name. It's like a blind date. First time, you're cute. I see you on Tinder, first date, and then you're like, no, that's a bit weird. You can't just be like to a stranger, oh, how much do you earn? But if you've been talking for a while, and this is the first time you're meeting up, then it's okay to ask some questions because you guys have probably already talked about it.
All right, I understand that. We're ready for the show.
No.
That's such a rude no.
The only time that you should even keep me worried, about my financial situation is if we're about to come together to do something. I don't know, like buy a house or put down a deposit on something together. Ideally, other than that, why the fuck do you care?
I say now I want to go to Dubai and I can finance myself, but you can't, you're getting left in London. So I need to know how much you can, you know, you can do up. Wow. So if I know my man cannot afford this, I'll be like, okay, cool. Since I don't want to, you know, destroy his ego, I'll be like, let me take him for his birthday.
Mm.
Oh.
Women plan, you know, but we plan off your money. If you don't have money, we need to know how we're going to
accommodate you. And if you have money, we know how to accommodate ourselves.
Exactly.
Think for tat. You wash my hand, I wash yours.
Yes.
Lord.
What are you not understanding?
Why is your mouth open so wide?
Why is his mouth open so wide?
He doesn't like the idea of being used.
Why are you scared? No, listen, look into my eyes right now. Let's have a conversation. Forget this one, yeah? It's okay, cool. You're broke as fuck, yeah?
Ooh.
And I'm your girl. Because you're broke as fuck.
Ooh.
I know how to deal with you. And I know how to deal with our situation. Yeah? So I know how to accommodate you. Do you get what I mean? Yeah?
Mm.
But if you're a baller, you got back racks, 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 yeah? You're the flipping Amazon guy. I know how to accommodate myself. Do you get it? Do you get it?
I feel like in both scenarios, you're going to know how to accommodate him and yourself as well.
He has more bank and he has more money, I know how to accommodate myself more. But if he's a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga...
No, you're still going to know how to accommodate yourself.
If he's a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga, then I won't be able to accommodate myself that much. It'll be like, okay, cool. Let's say he's broke. I can only get my nails done once a month. Yeah,
that's sad.
But but then I go and marry Elon Musk type of DJ, and I can change my nail color every hour.
That's a good stretch. Yes. Why would you want that to happen?
Just imagine it. I'm trying to make a point, nigga.
Like,
my guys, let's make it. No one's feedback.
But do you understand what we're trying to say? Because the little money he has, you know how to work yourself. You know, I'm not going to come and I'll ask my babe for a Birkin because he can't afford it. I'll ask him for a bag in, like, Primark. Or, like, you know, Primark. Or Riskies. Or Riskies. But if I have, like, a...
Let's stick to Primark.
But then let's say I have a man... That's a baller. I know to be like, babes, if I say I want a Birkin, he'll give me two.
Mm. Must be nice.
I feel like you don't want stuff. Like, these are all these great
it's
stuff.
It's not all about
materialistic.
Can
I say it's all about materialistic stuff, but all we've mentioned is material things.
No. Did you not hear the part where we said we know how to navigate life?
Yeah.
I know not to move to my man mad about, okay, let's move in together.
Because
if he...
He can't afford money, or he don't have a job. I know. I'm not gonna move in with him.
Exactly. If he doesn't have a job, different. If he doesn't have a job, very different conversation. If he doesn't have a job,
okay.
Let's say he has a job, but he just doesn't make bank. That is literally it.
Okay, he has the job, yeah, but he has to see. Okay, cool. I don't make bank. This is how much I make.
Yeah.
Can I really afford to move out with this girl? That's it.
Yeah.
If he feels like, okay, cool, I can. You both come together, I have this, you have this, and you're like, okay, cool, we can make it work. Then go for it. But if you come, he's like, yeah, I'm ready. You look at his figures, you look at her figures, and then you put it together, you're like, no, this is not going to work. Because at the end of the day, when you come and put in your half, you will be left broke.
Yeah, but then you have a conversation, you're like, okay, cool, maybe you're not ready for this stage yet.
Okay, if you let me finish, then I would have said that. Yeah. But the fact that you just came and cut me as if you can read my mind was a bit rude. I don't appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yes. So you will know, okay, cool. I'm not going to move in with this guy because obviously we can't afford it now. But let's see later on in life. Maybe it will happen. Do you get it? Are you still with us?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying, but my only disbelief is that you don't understand what I'm saying.
What are you saying? Oh. And it better correlate with what I'm saying.
And I'm saying that honestly, if it's the first day, even a couple months down the line, you have no right really to ask me. and it doesn't really matter as such. As long as I can still make it happen for you in the sense of as long as I can still manage somehow to make sure that you get treated good and you get taken out to nice places, I don't feel like HMR.
Okay, can I just say this as well? The minute a girl sees your picture, she's planning her wedding. So if I better know what you're making. I really better know.
No.
For your sake, I better know.
But that depends on the girl
as
well.
For the sake of my sanity,
I better know.
It
comes down to what the girl wants from the man himself.
Huh?
At what point did
I
you
said
know?
It depends on what the girl is
from the moment
from
I knew where you worked.
Oh wow!
My guy really said, "How long was it before I knew his financial situation?" I was like, "From the day you told me where you worked, the heck?"
Yeah, like it naturally falls into the conversation. Like it's not something that.
And you're forgetting I knew people that work there too. So if I knew you mans were on the same level, so how much do you make? Put two and two together, calculations.
Some people are paid different levels still.
No, I knew about all the levels and made calculations. Why are you laughing?
I'm burning.
Stop touching my feet, man. You weirdo.
This conversation is going all the way left. We've completely deflected from the topic.
What was the topic?
We're not on the topic. We're talking about if you need money to fund my lifestyle.
Not lifestyle. Give me the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that depends what the girl wants from the guy in the first place.
Perspective.
It's always gonna cost money.
No, it's not necessarily.
No, it's not. It depends what she wants and what type of vibe she's on. She could be the type of girl that, you know, a walk in a park is enough for me. Or she could be the girl, you gotta take me to Dubai if you wanna see this coochie.
No.
Swish.
Tomorrow.
Swish.
True.
Love that.
Okay, true. You guys have spoken. Mine and Tam's time. How long are we going to walk in the park?
As long as I wanted to, if that's what I want from you. Or from life in general.
So every time you want love, you're going to walk in the park.
Walk in the park.
I've
first wedding, walk in the park.
Unless her
first time we found out we're pregnant, walk in the park.
My girl said we found
everything.
Out we're pregnant,
walk in the park. That's you giving me the world.
Okay, what if my world is I just want a family. I want the nuclear family, husband, wife, kids. I want us to be financially stable enough that we can have hella kids, you know, do the whole property things and everything, open up our own business and shit. That's what I want.
That's going to give you that world. And it's not going to be the guy that likes to, you know, walk in the park.
What if the guy that is there is
the guy that walks
in the park?
No. The guy that walks in the park sounds like a drug dealer. Why are you walking in the park?
No, you know what if the guy that walks in the park is the love of my life? He's my soulmate. What then?
Decide. Do you want to be with the love of your life or the one that's going to give you the world?
But I love this guy. The one that's going to give me the world.
I grew up in an estate.
Love doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move your stomach.
Not around here.
The one who's going to give me the world, I don't like him.
But it's perspective. It's about being patient and it's about being humble as well, though.
It's true. That's why I was telling you, if you come on the game of you have money, chat like you have money, act like you have money.
And have the money.
Exactly.
Needs to be back. You're chatting. Back your chat.
Walk and talk at the same time.
Yes.
If you can't do it, leave it alone.
Do what?
I can't be coming on a day talking like... The minute we speak about dates, I'm like, listen, I'm broke. So either you're paying for everything or I don't know what we're going to do here. So
I would pay for that guy straight up. I swear to God, I'll pay for
him. No, I'm talking about me.
No. But I'm saying in general, if a guy came to me with that, I would be like, I want this one.
Not going to lie.
Of all the sweets in the shop, I want to take this one.
I want that one.
Because it's an open one. He's
so open.
Sweets.
Yeah, but he might be using you still.
Huh?
He could be using you.
Please use me.
Like you said, use me.
Yeah, but if he's using me and he's giving me something in return, then that's fine.
Giving you that good
dick. Just dick. Yeah. That's all it is.
My little bitch, innit?
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Are you pimping him out?
But if we live, I ain't pimping him out. My little bitch.
Wow. Staying my little bitch. Oh, damn.
It's them ones there. If we look at this whole thing, do you need money to finance someone's to give your girl the world?
Yeah.
Isn't that prostitution?
What? No. Huh?
Wait. Hold on. What? How do we get here?
Think about it.
How do we get here?
Think about it.
We're left so
why is it for her to love you? Just think. Why is it in order for her to love you and, you know, be with you, money-wise, I'm speaking money-wise now. Why do you need money in order for her to love you? Because there's females that come... There's females that come on the wave, I will not love a man if he doesn't make a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Isn't that some sort of prostitution? She's only going to show me a certain amount of touching, hugging, kissing, loving, only if I go, okay, babe, here's £500. Okay, babe, here's £500. Okay, babe, we're going here for your birthday. Okay, babe, we're going there. And there's
she's
girls
more like
that...
an escort than a girlfriend.
Exactly. There's girls that don't stay in, like, hotels that are under 5-star. I know, I don't.
It's against the law!
It's against the law. Once you go to 5-star...
Mate, I've been to a 4-star hotel. I've been to a 5-star. I'm not trying to go to a 3. What
no,
is there?
No,
you can say that again.
What is there? That's the ghetto.
You can say that again.
The ghetto.
And it's like, when you think about it, it's like, don't you think that's a bit of like, okay, you said escorting. Mm. What do you think that is? Because if you think about it,
if you break it down,
why does she need to love you?
Why do you need to pay her for her
to love you? Basically.
Yeah.
Honestly, that sounds awful, but I feel like honestly, but
no, it's not we'll deep it though. Tam, what do you think?
I think both sound very similar, just have different titles.
Exactly. You're giving her the world. Do you need money? But it's like, I feel like, okay, in two situations, yeah, I don't know what Jonathan might say about this, but if a girl, whether a girl is rich or poor, we treat our men this exact same way.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A girl that is poor will go for the ugliest looking guy and still love him. A girl that is rich will still go for the ugliest looking guy, brokest looking guy and still love him. Certain guys can't do that.
Yeah.
I would say that's the opposite.
Okay.
I would literally say that it's completely wrong way around, if I'm being honest with you. And literally, a very successful man will look at, let's say, a successful woman and be like, all right, cool, that's fine. But a successful woman will not look at an unsuccessful man and be like, yeah, I want a bit of that. That would not happen.
No.
It's true to an extent, because most times it's them as well. Why am I going to stoop down to his level? He's not on my caliber. He can't do what I can do. I have to provide for him in every way.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be a problem. If you love him. If
you know it's going to be
you
a problem. Love is actually nothing to do.
Yeah, but both worlds can clash. Love is not enough to stop
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, not at all. Thank you.
Oh, so love is not enough. Now.
It never was to begin with.
Are you listening now to yourself?
So then when the roles are reversed, love is enough and Nando's is enough.
Okay. Are you listening to yourself?
You got caught out, boy.
You see, I'm gonna say men, very questionable creatures, these ones.
I found myself just putting a scenario.
Yeah, flip it around.
How do you feel?
Let's flip it some more. Jonathan. All
right.
Does your girl need to have money in order to give you, my man, the world?
No.
Oh, shit.
But she needs to have money to a certain extent.
Not really, like, I'm good.
No, she needs to a certain extent. She needs to be.
Oh, he said I'm good, I can quit my job.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
I can really quit my job, you're good.
If you want.
Okay, I'm cool. Quitting my job
so
tomorrow.
You're paying
the
house,
everything.
Her hair,
my nails,
her nails,
my
her piercings, because she's not stopping tomorrow.
My clothes.
She's a Jordan girl. She's the whole collection.
I'm a firm believer in a happy wife, happy life kind of thing. So therefore, the better you treat your wife, that can only imagine how well.
See how he agrees with me.
So I can quit my job.
No. Can we deep how he agrees with me? You need money in order to give the girl the life she wants.
No, but listen.
End of resting.
Michael said end of resting.
At rest.
No.
Oh my God, Tam, my guy's putting his hand up.
Let the man talk now.
Let him talk. Go.
If I don't have money, but I still find a way every single time to make it work when you need something. Is there a problem?
Yes, because where you get the money
I'm still
from?
Getting my Jordans.
You know what I'm saying? So is that really a problem?
You know where the money's coming from?
No.
Please. Wait, what? What was the question?
He said, let's say he doesn't have money, but he still makes ends meet. No, where is the money coming from?
He works it, but you know he doesn't make that much bank.
Okay, somehow that's still different manages, then.
Still manages.
That's different.
Yeah, then I'll be happy with whatever you bring me.
Okay, cool. Then thank you.
Blue Jordans are looking very sweet, and they will look very sweet on my feet.
So in there.
Well, so wait, hold on. You know that he makes money, but not enough to pay for all the luxuries. But you don't question it.
See.
Bad is fine.
Ban them.
That's a
ban them. Ban them, blazing the fire.
Are you crazy? That man could be selling someone's organs, you know.
I don't know. Let's say he's doing something not illegal.
Okay, so then you can share with me where it is.
What, babysitting?
Let's discuss it.
Maybe stripping. Is that legal?
Yeah. You need a license.
Yeah.
But look.
OnlyFans is legal.
Even babysitting. Babysitting is all right. Yeah. Like, it's not a bad thing. Do you get what I mean?
A hustle is a hustle.
Huh?
A hustle is a hustle.
Exactly.
Deep
how many jobs I've been through. My CV is 3 pages. And I'm not that far from 16.
That is so true.
It's sad.
Boys.
The only reason why I say a guy needs money to give me the world is because I know how hard I've worked to get to where I am. You can't come to me.
It's like, I do everything for myself anyway. If I want a holiday, I'll book it. If I want my Jordans, I'll book it. If I want my piercings, I'll book it.
No
my
rustiness.
Tattoos, I'll book it.
Professional.
My clothes, I will book it.
Designer.
My underwear,
everything,
I will book
it.
My hair, I will book
designer.
It. My nails, I will book
designer.
It. My lashes, I will
designer.
Book it. My toes, I will book it.
£100.
There we go.
Are you mad?
It's 28 now.
Yeah, 28 now. So what now? What are you going to... My rent, I can pay it.
So it's the ones that when I think about it, I'm just like, you can't. It's not a diss to anyone. Everyone has their own financial way, but the way I have worked to where to I get am. Where I am right now,
yeah.
I'm a very humble person. I'm a humble person. It doesn't matter like what level you come to me as. As we said in one of the episodes, you have to be on the same caliber as me. If I see that my man is hardworking, okay, cool. It doesn't matter what job he has, but if I see that he's working he has a goal, let's say he's not even working and he's just in uni and I see how focused he is, like he's all the way into his shit, I'm going to be like, yes. Because here's the thing about being in a relationship, you both have to motivate each other to do better. If you can't motivate each other to do better, I'm not going to be in a relationship with a brick. It's not going to happen. You want to be painted a new coat every single day, but while you sit down,
that's not gonna work.
At the age of 65, I need to own a farm. If you can't, if you don't see that in yourself, but we ain't doing that.
Yeah,
that's why, if you're not in, you don't need to be on the same level. You don't need to be. There's guys on the road hustling every single day. I'm not saying move to me, but if them ones there, I'm just saying the way you grind and the way you want better for yourself, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like that versus a guy that goes into the office and sits down for 3 hours and then probably picks his nose, just rocks back and forth. I love a hard labor man. I can't lie. I'd rather a guy that works in a warehouse
with
than
them rusty hands. I can't cut your
because at this,
my girl's in the room.
What do you mean?
Got to get out of here.
Can you focus? Can you focus?
So no, it's literally like I was saying. Yeah, if you know what your world, no, actually, what Tam was saying, if you know what your world is. And if you know, like, this is what I want in my world is just walking. My world is to have a family. My world is to build upon buildings, buildings, buildings. And you both discussed that. And my guy was like, yes, I can do it. Once you say, yes, I can do it, I'm expecting you to do it.
Not to do it straight away.
I'm not saying straight away, but we're working towards it.
I'm expecting us to walk towards it and I'm expecting it to get done once you agree. But if you agree and you're like, yeah, we're going to do it, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line. Flip,
even mate, 5 years is too much.
Literally, nothing's happening. No plan, no nothing. You're always like, tomorrow. I'm dead. What now? Where's the tomorrow?
Eh? Oh, God.
It's like whether you have the money or not is how you use it.
How you use your time.
Yeah, how you use your time and how you use the money too.
And that's why, like, I feel like when you start speaking to someone, it's important to know their goals as well. Because if I'm talking to someone and I ask you what your goals are and you're telling me to finish uni, I'll slap you. Like, how is that a goal?
That is a goal.
What do you mean?
It is a goal to them. That's the beginning. Why start
if you know you ain't going to finish it?
What?
No, you're so wrong.
Even I'm looking at you.
All three of us are looking
that
at
is
you.
A flipping goal.
That's
what's wrong with
because
you?
You can't say that's not my man's goal. It may not be his long-term goal, but that's his short-term goal. You have to understand there's different type of goals. There's goals that short-term goals. This is what I want to do in like 3 years' time. Uh-huh. And then there's long-term goals, like 5 years, 10 years.
Can I say why uni is not a goal?
I mean, even putting the bin up can be a goal.
Can I say why uni is not a goal?
Yeah.
Because you're in it right now.
Okay.
So to me, it can't be a goal.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm very
sure of that.
But the thing is, your goals can change as you go along.
If you take a different route and you're like, you know what, I don't think this uni thing is working out for me, then okay, cool. I'd be like, okay, what's the plan after that? But my whole thing is, why I say uni is not a goal, you enter uni knowing you're going to finish it. I don't get why it's a goal. I'm sorry for those that don't. Uni can be a short-term goal, it can be a long-term goal.
Some people are like, okay, cool, I just want to go uni for like 1 year just to experience it. That can be a goal. That's my goal. That's I want to go goal. Uni 1 year, experience it, see how it is. If I like it, then I'll continue. If not, I'm going to go and do something else.
Why I say uni is not a goal, in my eyes, it's money that you're going to pay back. That's, you need, if you're going to do it all the way and finish it. You can't be doing heartsies. Like, it's,
but
it's
that's just your way of thinking. Yeah, that's not how everyone thinks.
That's exactly my way, my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay, here's what I'm saying though. But what if you've always failed at stuff and you've always done poorly at shit? And now when you finally got to uni and now you make a goal, all right, I'm actually going to beat this. How is that wrong?
If you've always failed that stuff, why are you going uni?
Oh my God!
Oh
it's
my God!
It's because you've been given that opportunity. You've been given the opportunity to better yourself. So obviously you're not going to be like, no, I'm not going to go.
Learn what you can move your hands.
So like, he knows what he wants to better himself. So my guy is gonna go to that uni and he's gonna be like, I'm gonna work my butt off. I'm gonna revise more than I've ever revised before in my life because I wanna complete this because I have been given that opportunity and I'm not gonna let myself down. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
okay. Finally, fucking hell, 5 years later.
I was playing devil's advocate. Of course, that's not my mindset. Please calm down.
Where you were gonna get dashed in the bin?
Like, poking my eyes with your
eyes. The whole woman. Like,
literally
away,
throw you in the bin, girl. Jeez. What?
So no one needs to see when she comes, right?
Oh my god. Nah, these foot thingy. I was gonna say these feet things. What are they? These feet masks. What? Mate, foot these mask. Things. I don't know what it's doing to my feet, but I don't like it.
I feel like we've kept it for more than.
I don't.
I was even gonna ask you guys still have it on, isn't it? Yeah.
It's meant
like
to be for
20
minutes, but we were recording.
No,
45. Yeah.
God
damn. Oh, let's just conclude this. We have the other part as well.
Yeah, that's like an hour and something. Because that was like a long time.
This episode is gonna
have so much edits.
Trust. So guys.
And I'm not gonna be the one to edit.
So guys. Bitch, I'm trying to conclude, fam. Nah. Fucking hell.
Nah.
So guys.
One thing. Jeez. Never call me a bitch in your life. Jesus. You wanna go off? Don't call me a bitch. That's so rude. You don't say that to family. You don't ever do that again.
You done?
I apologize.
You're about to break
me. I'm sorry for coming.
I was just
going
to slap.
Okay, guys.
All right, guys, make sure you stay safe. Miss Rona is still out there. Apparently, they want to force us to take vaccines. I'm a healthcare, whatever. I'm not doing it, but they want to force
us. Riot!
Might have to quit my job. Might have to quit my job. I don't know. But
tune in next time for more. Deuces.
Deuces.